Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman V'Zugasa Marasiyat V'Chayitz Chalatayim. They should be benched with Asach Hatzlach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela. And B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, she should be zeichah to find Reziv Kagun B'Karav Mamish. And we continue talking about the Chamishas Minei Dagon: Chitim, Sa'irim, Kusmin, Shibayas Shul, V'Shifain, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Mishnah Tazos: Ha'echom Mehen Kazayis Matzah B'Pesach Yasidei Chavasai. If a person eats a Kazayis of Matzah on Pesach and the Matzah is made from one of these grains, so he was Yotzei's Chiv of eating Matzah. Kizayis chametz. If he ate a kizayis of chametz, chayiv be kares. He's chayiv kares. Nis arav echem mehem b'chal minim. If one of these minim got mixed up in any sort of food, hareza over b'pesach. He's over bal yura bal yimatzah if he has this food over Pesach. And now we have a machlokes. Hanoyder min hapasu min hatfua aser bohem divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that if a person makes a neder that he's not going to benefit or that he's not going to eat bread and or bread or tvua, then he's aser to benefit from bread that's made from one of the chameshes minei dagon. Now the reason why Rav Meir holds that he's aser in the chameshes minei dagon is because he said pas and tevua. But Rav Meir does hold that if he would have just said dagon, then he would be usher to also eat kitnias, which is beans, legumes, and the like. That's because dagon means anything which is midgan, turned into a pile, and all these things fit that description. Whereas the Chachamim say, and they argue with Rav Meir, hanoidim and adagon, if a person made a neder from dagon, einoi usher elamehen, he's only usher from the chameshes mini dagon, and not anything else. And the Mishnah concludes, v'chayavn mechala uva maisras, the chameshes mini dagon are chayv in both chala, and he's chayv to take maisra off of them. And now that we mention challah and meiser, we move on to Mishnah Gimel that tells us elu chayav and mechallah uptur mina meisras. The following things are chayav and challah, which means if you have a dough made of these things, you'd be chayav to take off challah. However, they're not chayav to have meiser taken off of them. Haleket vashicha vapeya vehefker. All these things we've already learned about in previous mesechtas that they are potter from meiser. However, if he made a dough out of them, they're chayav and challah. Another thing that would be chayav and challah, but the grain itself was potter from truma, is meiser rishon shenitzu trumasai. If he has meiser rishon, that the trumas meiser was already taken off and given to the kayin. Now this is referring to a case where Maaser Rishon was taken before it was ever Chayv in Truma. And we've learned in previous Masechtas that as long as Truma's Maaser is given to the Kayin, Truma Gedayla does not need to be separated. But still, Challah would need to be taken off that dough. The Mishnah continues, Maaser Sheni v'Hektish Sheneftu, Maaser Sheni and Hektish that was redeemed. What's that referring to? He made this produce Hektish, or Maaser Sheni, before it was Chayv in Truma, and now it can't be Chayv anymore, because when it reached the stage of being Chayv, it was Hektish already, and Hektish isn't Chayv in Maaser. But then he subsequently redeemed it, he was Paida it, and then he made it into a dough. So now it's chayv and challah. Another thing, umayser ha'aymer, the leftovers of the aymer. We know that the carbon aymer was made from 3 sa'a, which was finely sifted until an isaroin of extremely fine flour was left. The leftover flour was redeemed and sold to whoever wanted to buy it. And then if a person made a dough out of that flour, so he'd be chayv and challah, but the grain that that dough came from is not chayv and truma. That's because at that stage it was hektish. It was being prepared for the aymer. And lastly, utvua shaloi hevi ashlish, grain which hasn't grown a third of its regular size. If a dough is made out of that grain, so it's chayv in challah. However, it's not chayv in truma and meiser. That's because it's not considered fully grown yet. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says, utvua shaloi hevi ashlish, grain that didn't grow a third, patur min challah. It's pater from challah. And that's because he makes a drash out of the pasuk that tells us that the only thing that can be chayv in challah is something that has the potential to be chayv in truma and meiser. But since this doesn't have the potential to be chayv in truma and meiser, so it's not going to be chayv in challah either. But wouldn't pasuk like Rabbi Lezer. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.